If Jesus can heal people, why won't he heal my brother? Is he going to have depression forever?
Jesus does heal people with depression, but sometimes it takes a while to get better. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you or someone you know is sad or feeling down a lot, it could mean that you're dealing with depression. It's a real sickness that affects the way you feel about the world around you, often making it seem like there's no hope. Just remember, many people in the Bible felt the same way, even King David. Here's what he wrote in Psalm 42:5 that can help. Why are you sad, O my soul? Why have you become troubled within me? Hope in God, for I will praise him again for his help of being near me. And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled Stick With Me, Part 2. I'm going for a walk. Mel's attention shot up at Owen's announcement as he entered the kitchen. He still had his hoodie on, but he was actually wearing jeans, not sweatpants. You want to join? Mel nodded and jumped to her feet, and within a minute they were out the door. Mel loved walking in their neighborhood downtown. She liked the scrunched-up houses and how close they lived to their neighbors. As she and Owen walked in silence, Mom's words from a couple weeks ago telling her that Owen had depression echoed in her ears. She kept glancing over at her brother, and eventually he asked, "Why do you keep looking at me like that?" Mel kicked a rock instead of responding. "Mel, what's wrong?" Finally, she looked up at her big brother. "I just don't understand," she began. "Can't Jesus heal people? Why doesn't he heal you? Will you be sick forever?" This time, Owen kicked the rock before replying. "I believe Jesus can heal me and take away my depression. I'm not sure why he's not doing it now, but I know he will one day." "One day, like in a few more weeks?" "Maybe," responded Owen, "but maybe not. It's complicated. Jesus promises us that when we trust him as our Savior, he will save us from our sins so we can be with him forever. But not everything is perfect, yet. It won't be until Jesus makes everything right when he comes again." "What do we do until then?" Mel asked. Owen took a deep breath. "We have hope. I know with certainty that God is faithful and incapable of breaking his promises. Having hope is having confidence in God." Mel took in the sight of her brother. He was in a good mood today, but would he be tomorrow? Before she could say anything, Owen continued, "And when it's hard to hope, I take comfort in knowing that Jesus is still with me and can give me hope and peace." Mel found another rock to kick, then looked to Owen and said, "Would it help if I made a sticker of Jesus' hope for your door? That way it'll be easier to remember." Owen grinned. "I think that's a wonderful idea." So what about you? Are you facing pain and difficulty in your life? Even in our suffering, we can have peace knowing our ultimate hope is that Jesus will make all things new. He promises to comfort us and be with us in our pain. And one day he will restore our minds and bodies and get rid of pain, sickness, and death forever. Whenever you go through hard times, remember the hope you have in him. Our key verse is Psalm 42:5.
"Why are you sad, O my soul? Why have you become troubled within me? Hope in God, for I will praise him again for his help of being near me."
And our key thought for today, stick to hope. If you have questions about today's Keys for Kids, you can start by asking your parents or a pastor, or you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. Then you can send your question, and we would love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.